Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Actually, Hoff, I need you to do me a favor.
Oh, see, good. You know, what could I do? I'd love this.
My son, so my family's out of town, right? Which is going to be great for all of us, I guess. I'm going to miss them, but we're doing a lot of Ricos. We'll be able to do live Ricos every night. I just received a message from my son saying I need to call him immediately. So
okay,
do me this favor, because we are going to get into this later. There are many Ricoers who are not happy with you for what you said about Edwin Diaz and how much you hate him from game one. So I'll give you the floor for a few minutes to reiterate your point, and I will be back in, let's say, 3 to 5 minutes, okay?
Oh, yeah, 3 to 5 minutes. I can fill. That's fine.
Thank you, bro.
Let me just explain something to everyone right now about the Edwin Diaz issue. It's not just about Edwin Diaz. It's how this bullpen is being used and how they're going to be used often, okay? And it started with the sixth inning with Canning. So let's just rewind here a little bit. It's a good game. The score is 6-1. Griffin Canning, again, like Kodai Senga, hasn't pitched a lot of pitches. So we're feeling good. It seems like this game is in hand. It's going to be an easy win. And Carlos Mendoza decided to go back to Griffin Canning to go to the sixth inning, where you know he's not that good. He's not that efficient. This is not what he is. He gave you 5 good innings. I say you got to pull the plug, move on from Griffin Canning. Get to the bullpen so that you can keep this big lead. Instead, you go to Griffin Canning. He turns into, you know, his normal self later in games. He's not efficient. He's not good. In a blink of an eye, the score goes from 6-1 to 6-4, and now you got to get the bullpen in. So now you fast forward to the ninth inning. It's a close game. We got that lucky, not saying lucky home run, but you got Pete Alonso adds with a solo shot to make it 7-4. You feel good and you go to Edwin Diaz. And this is the part where it's like, hey, if the game was 6-1 or 7-1, you wouldn't even need to get to Edwin Diaz. You wouldn't have to force him into the game. But you have to, because you're quote-unquote, this is your closer. This is what you're going to do. You're going to put Edwin Diaz into the game. And now we're in a situation where he walks the first batter on 4 pitches. 4 pitches! That's absurd. That's unacceptable. You are the closer. You cannot walk the first batter on 4 pitches, and you cannot allow the next batter to then get on base. You can't do that, which he did, and both of those runners scored, which eventually they won 7-6, and Edwin Diaz got out of that game with a save, and the Mets get the win. But If you're the closer, if you're this lights out closer, you can't do that. It's four pitches and missing the strike zone that bad. You can't do it. You just can't. And I'm sorry, at this point in time, if I'm Carlos Mendoza, I don't know if I really want to give Edwin Diaz that opportunity to go back into the ninth inning and blow the game for us. Because, and this is the big picture here, it's a three-game series. Yes, I want to win every series. Friday shouldn't have been that difficult. Next game, Saturday, the Mets go hitless. The Mets just have a bad game. They are just not good offensively. Pitching is good, but they offensively don't show up. And thankfully, Sunday, they got to the bullpen, got 8 runs on the board. But this offense has not been as strong as we've talked about going into the season. So that being said, you can't take any game for granted. You should not be just giving Edwin Diaz the ninth inning because he's the quote-unquote closer.
So let me address this about Edwin Diaz, because you're not alone. Edwin Diaz now had a near implosion, no other way to put it, in the opener of this series against the A's, and he also had his struggles in a non-save situation in which they were trailing by a couple of runs, and he let the game get out of hand. Edwin Diaz is not perfect, and I think we have to completely understand that he is not ever going to be 2022 Edwin Diaz. We almost have to accept that. We probably should have accepted that even after 2022, even before he tore his ACL. That was a historically good season. But right now, Edwin Diaz is still a guy we need. And if you look around Major League Baseball, Emmanuel Clase, he looks broken. It looks like we joked a little bit about Pete Alonso breaking Devin Williams. It looks like the Yankees broke Emmanuel Clase. He's already given up more earned runs this season than he did last season. Josh Hader's off to a good start, but last year he pitched to a near 4 ERA. Devin Williams is off to a tough start with the Yankees. Like, there is no closer in baseball, not one, who's ultra reliable. And so as well as A.J. Minter has pitched, as well as Ryan Stanek has pitched, as well as Max Kranich looks right now, despite all those guys pitching well to start the year, they're not better options than Edwin Diaz. And let me give Edwin Diaz like a little bit of credit, tiny bit of credit, because I have to do this. When you come into a game with a 3-run lead, that's the easiest of save situations, if you will. He came very close to imploding, and he was lucky he didn't. But at the end of the day, he got the last out and got the job done. Like, he did not blow the game. There have been plenty of games in which he has, but he did not do that this time. So as bad as he was on Friday, and he was bad, I'm not defending that, he, A, didn't blow it completely, and number two, while we analyze him and talk about how overrated he is or how much you don't trust him, look around the sport and tell me who you trust more. Because that's probably the most difficult question one can ask. And many guys.
I get that, but you know what? It's insulting to a lot of people that I'm going to say this, but I trust Devin Williams more. And I understand he's had a rough go of it in the Bronx, but I know his stuff is electric, and I know he has a tough – he's like Lindor when he starts out the season. You know, March, April is not really his best month, but then all of a sudden you look at his – May stats, his June, July. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's lights out. Edwin Diaz, besides 2022, has never really been lights out. So, yeah, there are some closers I trust more than Edwin Diaz. And you're right. Everyone's kind of blowing up right now. It's early in the season. But my other point on top of this, you were walked away from this,
yes,
was part of my big issue about Edwin Diaz and this role is A, Mendoza just going to him because he's the closer. And I don't like that because he needs to earn it back. Like, he should not be.
So who should be the closer then? If you want him to earn it back, who?
Ryan Stanek's been doing fine. You have plenty. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy has pitch lights out too. There's plenty of good pitch arms in this bullpen. You don't just have to give it to Edwin Diaz. You don't.
Edwin Diaz is their best reliever. He is, despite the numbers telling you otherwise. We are talking about a 15-game sample size in which each of these relievers have pitched 3 or 4 times. Like last year, Ryan Stanek was unpitchable. Think about what his numbers were before he got traded to the Mets. Like, I love that he's off to a good start, and relievers are very up and down, and Stanek has shown that throughout his career. But at the end of the day, they need Edwin Diaz. Like, will there be a moment where we're sitting here saying he can't be the closer? Sure. He goes out and blows 4 saves in a row, we'll have a different discussion. But so far, how many saves has Edwin Diaz blown this season?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.